Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, can you hear me now? See, what a fool. Get in here. Everybody get in here. I'm trying not to blow my damn ears out and then mess around and turn the sound off. What a dummy. But we're here. I'm sure you can hear me now, right? What an idiot. So, anywho, you guys should better hear me now. So, well, we got to get into some things. If you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Okay, we are going to have a legendary show. Shout out to everybody that is in the building. All right, so we're going to talk about a couple of things. The first thing we're going to talk about, so we're talking about Blueface and his STD. We're talking about Sada Baby going in on black women, gay people, saying some very nasty things. And then we're going to talk about Tamar Braxton and her breakdown with WE TV. And then Jocelyn Hernandez somehow feels some type of way. And then last but not least, of course, we're going to get into Kelsey and her irrelevant, well, very much so relevant, but confusing, irritating, frustrating ass. Okay? Oh, yeah, I'm already cursing. See, you can see what I'm giving. But that do as I say, not as I do. Okay? Because, chow, my God. Okay? So, what are we going to get into first? Let's talk about Sada Baby. So, y'all know Sada Baby is the rapper from Detroit, mind you. Everybody said that his song was doing so well. I'm not on TikTok. I feel like I'm too old for TikTok. I don't know how to work TikTok, so I really don't know. But apparently, see, this is what was getting me first. Everybody was just making it seem like his song was just so fire, so hot. And I think someone even was like, yeah, it's number 5 on Billboard, which it's not, because I checked and I did not see it actually placed on Billboard at all. However, it's doing well on TikTok before Nicki Minaj was on the record, is this what I'm hearing. And it's actually a remake of that song, Whoop, There It Is, Whoop, There It Is. Okay, so anywho, Nicki Minaj got on the record. Of course, once Nicki Minaj touches the record, it catapults people's career. Fact, known fact. It literally lets people know that, hey, this person has arrived. However, Nicki Minaj is very much so smart and understanding when there's new talent, who's on the come up and whose record she needs to get on. So just as much as she helps them, trust me, they help her because she will jump on whoever's hot. So that's basically a stamp of approval when Nicki Minaj gets on your record because it's like, all right, I'm hot because Nicki Minaj jumps on what's hot. Everybody who's hot, Nicki Minaj will touch them. Okay? So anyway, they did a record. And she jumped on the remix, and the Barbs felt like he wasn't really promoting the record. I mean, he posted it maybe once or twice on his profile page, but I didn't see a lot of it either. However, I didn't start following him until the scandal. So what ended up happening is, the Barbs felt some type of way because he didn't post it enough to their liking. So they started digging up old tweets from back in 2011. And so let's pull up some of these tweets. Let's see. Ooh, I feel like I'm just screaming. Okay, let's pull up some of these tweets. Child, let's look and see what this man just said. So when someone told him to promote the remix, he said, at Lil Nas X, suck my D, you fag a fan page. Then he said, that was recently. Now, this one was 2011. I want to slip my oof a roofie and you get what I'm saying, her in the A all night. I'm tired of Beyonce. That B need to die or something. Then he says, I hate dark skinned people. Then there's another one that said, well, F you, you old little ass, think you talking, this is to a woman, to be, I'll have. All right, y'all can hear me now. Hold on. I was just trying to do something different. It's sound. Chat app, it's sound. It's sound. Shit, I'm pressing buttons, damn it. Hold on. Y'all heard that. Okay.
All right, y'all can hear me now. I'm
sorry. 8,000.
It's down.
Can y'all hear me? Hello? Turn me down in the back. Yes, 8,000.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Yes, can y'all hear me? Yes. How's it going?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm with you. He is regurgitating everything that's been in social media. So that's the tricky part with him. But I still don't understand how she got back in that car.
Oh, that's you from yesterday. You don't understand how she got back in the car or why she got back in the car?
Yeah, or why or how.
Well, what do you think would be the reason?
Right. It is like he regurgitating everything that's been online.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that's making it look like he's just taking what everybody's saying online. It's like, come on, let's run with it. But the only thing, this is what I'm thinking. If you, he might not have, like he could implicate himself in being culpable in some way if he talked too much. Like, he might not have did it what she's saying he did, but even if he do say what happened, he still might implicate himself. That's the problem when you being charged.
So, are you here for two? So, why do you think Kelsey is going online? You like Kelsey? What you think about Kelsey?
I didn't even understand what the heck she was talking about or whose side she's supposed to be on or what was she even saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Like,
let's take some more calls. You right. But I'm going to see if somebody going to call in and tell me why she got back in the car. Oh, well, he hung up. 4500, you live on the air. Hello? Okay, I can't do it today. 3035, you live on the air.
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's
going
on? I'm doing good.
Yes,
how are you?
So I am trying to recover. You've been having me cracking up laughing all week, so I'm losing my voice here. So
okay,
I have a message for you from
okay.
my mom. She watches you now, too. She's a new subscriber as well, and
yes.
she loves you. She said,
Thank
keep
you.
Doing your thing, okay? You make
Thank
her
you.
Laugh. On a regular, but this Meg Thee Stallion thing, okay, of course everybody's tired of it. I have a different theory, and I know everybody's going to probably kill me for it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I feel like nobody knows what happened. I think everybody was so hammered and so tore and lit that they don't know what happened, okay? I think that really, Meg really injured herself getting out the pool. That looks like scraping yourself, getting out the pool type injury.
Wait.
I think this whole pop
so all
thing.
All of this is at the pool now. Well, what about
no,
the
I'm thinking,
shots, the police, the helicopter, and the jail?
No. Listen. Nobody ever said they found an actual weapon. Nobody never said that. You know, and that's what gets me about it. See, when you go to the hospital, right, and you're a victim of a crime, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, okay, they take photos of you. They have to take photos of you. You see what I'm saying? To add it to your case, because they don't know if this is going to go to trial. They don't know. So she's brought in saying that she was in the car with three other people, and she's bleeding, and they had suspected shots in the area. They would take pictures of her.
Mm-hmm.
That's only one picture that she has. Where is the pictures that the hospital actually took? And then you got these shell cases and debris. The shell cases and debris will be in evidence. So the police wouldn't have to sit here and say, oh, well, they wouldn't take that long to prosecute Tory. He wouldn't have walked out that night, period, because he's on probation. Somebody that's on probation, they automatically get held until they talk to their probation officer because they had police interaction.
Mm.
When you're on probation, you're not supposed to have police interaction whatsoever. If you're in a car and they're speeding and the cops are going and they have to ask you your name, you're being held until your probation officer says, okay, you're cool. You know, you wasn't involved in this. He was out that night. Mind you, she's still supposed to be getting major surgery on her hoof.
So what do you think happened? So your theory is she cut herself on her feet getting out the pool at Kylie Jenner's house.
I think when you cut yourself and you're in water, your feet don't bleed right away. So if you're fighting and y'all arguing, y'all getting into some things because, you know, y'all found out some things, being drunk, some truth started coming out, and you give me my stuff, and you jumping out the pool, you scrape your foot, it's not going to bleed right away.
Okay.
It's only when you get in the car and you put your feet up, you see what I'm saying, it's going to start pooling. So while they're in that car going off, going back and forth with each other, the cops is called, whatever the case may be, they all get pulled out. That's why Kelsey looked like a lost pony. Meg, you all right? She would have known what happened. She would have to ask if she's all right, if she saw what happened.
But my whole thing is, if it was literally just that, what's the lawsuit? What's the court for? Why would Meg say she was shot if she cut her foot? Where would she get the idea
of a gun? Reason. Let me tell you, the same reason why there's a woman out there, there's a story called Small Sacrifices. She did something to her kids because the man didn't want the kids, okay? And she lied and said a black man stole her kids. Women, we have devious minds, okay? We really do. We will plan. I know a woman right now that went to her grave with three side dudes, and she was married. And they never found out about each other, ever, ever. So we are good planners. She's hurt. She found out she got played. She got played in front of Kylie Jenner, okay? That's somebody she looked up to and trying to get into that sector. She brought this raggedy man here getting drunk and trying to come on to her and everything. She's embarrassed, okay? She realizes her feet is injured. She realizes the situation of it. It's helicopters all around. That's why she said we didn't want to get in more trouble than we already were. Why were you already in trouble? You're a victim. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't make sense. I think that story was concocted in her head as she sat lonely inside of the hospital bed. And girls run through things in their head. I bet you they together. Oh, my goodness. He bailed her out. They together. They not going to play me. They ain't going to play me in my face. They ain't going to play me all in my face. So, that took her 2-3 days.
Now, let me tell you
something.
Now, listen. How does your neck and your back and your arms feel after that reach?
Oh, man, I'm 4'11 right now. I am 7 foot right now, okay? We will see. We shall see, you know?
All right, bro. I love you for calling.
All right, bro. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, because you know you reach it, okay? Oh. 7677. This is a legendary show.
Hey, I'm on.
Hello.
You think she reaching? I'm about to climb the Empire State.
Oh, you finna stretch out too? Are you ready? Are you ready to stretch too? Okay. Well, let's see how far you finna reach.
This is my theory. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Tori's banging both of them. Right. You know how we women are when it comes to the melanated shaft. You know, we're in competition. They were arguing about Tori. Tori was probably playing Megan that day. She was already upset. She got into an argument with Kelsey. He's sitting in the back with her. I think they're still boning, by the way. So she's arguing.
Who, Meg? Wait, hold on. You think who is still boning, Tori and Megan or Tori and Kelsey?
Tori and Kelsey. They're boning still. Come on. You know she's boning him. I mean, how come she's not friends with Megan? You know what I mean? Well,
I don't
know. Feel
I'm,
like she's
well, listen,
to keep it.
Telling me. I'm here for your theory. Let's go.
All right. So listen. So they're in the car, boom, boom. They're arguing because he's sitting in the back with Kelsey. You know, he's playing Megan. She already mad about Kylie or whatever the hell may be. She gets into an argument with Kelsey, too. And, you know, everybody's getting heated or whatever. She walks out of the car, right? And then Kelsey turns around and tries to shoot Megan. And Tori's like, no, chill. And she like, pat. And Megan turns around. Megan turns around. And she sees Tori with the gun in his hand, but meanwhile, it's Kelsey all along. And then in the background, you got this small song, Who Shot Ya? The pretenders meet from the obsolete part to see. You know, the Who Shot Ya? You don't remember that song?
Yes.
Who Shot Ya?
Yes. So you said.
I don't know, man.
But and so she gets back in the car.
Yeah, she gets back in the car. You know what I'm saying? Because she's like, "All right, the cops is here." She's too dingy to say I'm the victim, so she want to get back in the car, thinking that, you know, because everybody's black, she's gonna get shot too or whatever. It's just weird to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe none of them. He needs to get an Academy Award. I'll tell you that. Because if he's not lying, if that boy is not lying, I am canceling Megan. Like, forget about it.
Right, but if
so
he
stupid.
Is lying, it's over for him because he is out here really trying it.
Oh, he's going to jail if he's lying. Because he seems pretty confident. You see, he looked like he was
but
about
Meg
to
seems
me.
Confident, too, because she responded and was like, this nigga's really crazy. Like, he shot me.
Yeah. Listen, she's confident because she got Jay-Z and them backing her up. And you know Jay-Z and them do not play. I'm serious. Like, these people, they do not play. These are gangsters. She got gangsters behind her. So Tori, at this point, he's scared to death. You ain't see him? He's scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
His mouth all dry. He was probably high.
Right.
Mouth all dry, copping, please, looking like you. And then he was like, oh, but, you know, even though she's trying to put me away for life, I still consider her my friend.
That was the crazy part for me. How was she still your friend after something like that?
Because he's scared. He knows that Rockefeller is no joke. These people have money. When you have money, you have power. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, let's say his story is true, right? Let's say his story is true. It's kind of believable there that Rock Nation probably got something to do with this fake story. Like, they're probably trying to really take this dude down, you know? And that's why he's scared to death now. You don't think he's scared? That's the vibe he gives me. I'm scared right now. So let me do what I got to do to let the public know so I can get a little bit of sympathy, because right now they're dragging my name. You know what I'm saying? She's going along with it. Look, he's trying to say she's weak-minded, that because she lost her mom, she weak, that anybody can influence her mind. If you didn't read what
he's basically trying to say that. He's
five more seconds. We got a full queue. Let's go.
All right, so thank you for your time.
Love you. Okay, listen, guys, listen. We got, okay, everybody's calling in now. Okay, so y'all know what this gives once we start getting like this. Super chats to the top. And we will pull you. Okay, I think we got, let me see, 1352. All right, let's pull you on because we are over an hour. 1352, you are live on the air. And I got to get ready for my hot yoga. Yo, this is you. Here you go. What?
Hey, man. Hey, the people got to quit doing Megan like this, man. Like, this shit don't make, that stuff.
No, you good.
It's
what's
not making any sense. This woman got shot with her back turned by a man. Like, it don't matter what was going on. She was out of the car. Her back was turned, and she was shot. And then people trying to cast doubts on that. If y'all remember, this girl said that she didn't tell the police and she didn't tell the hospital she got shot. She told them she don't know what happened. She thinks she might have stepped on some glass. So the report that's saying that fragments was removed from her foot, it's not the police report, it's the medical report. And they're going to write foreign object if it don't look like glass, and she's not telling them it's a bullet and it's bullet fragments. You just can't look at some fragments and be like, ooh, these are specifically bullet fragments. All they know is they just see some metal shit they're pulling out this girl's foot. So they write foreign object removed from her foot. I'm pretty sure she knows exactly what was going on. She probably really was scared that the police was going to shoot her. I know I'd be scared when the police pulled me over. I'm finna get shot. So, like, all of that sound reasonable. It, like, man, like, it's really sad to see what's going on with our black women, man. Like, and I ain't even that type of person. I think.
But what did you think about Kelsey online? What did you think about what she said?
I think you are so right about Kelsey being a clout chaser who open her mouth and don't never say nothing. And the only reason why she ever do open her mouth to say nothing is because she want to maintain some type of relevance. Honestly, I think you're very accurate with your view on her.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, I'll probably see you in the next video. I know your number and voice by now, so thanks for calling in. I'm glad I didn't have to hang up on you today because sometimes you be trying it. You the one that told me to pull up the pictures of Akaya and Tasha K and Jaguar?
No. I ain't never.
Oh, that's
never
not you.
Talk to you about no. Nah.
Oh,
but,
shit! I got.
I mean,
never mind. I don't know you, nigga.
So
right,
you know
bye.
What? You actually, I don't even watch Tasha K no more because of you, man. I didn't even know she would like that till I started watching you.
Don't blame me.
I mean,
Lisa didn't talk
her.
About how
it's
she,
how she
Lisa didn't talk about how she coerced that woman into killing herself on live and then released the interview 2 days later. But anyway. I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right. Azalea Music, do you have the last four? Okay. And listen, we have not hit the 97,000. Y'all are really playing in my face. I said 10 people, and y'all did not do it. Girl, I'm getting off here. I'm going to get up off here because I got to go to my appointment, my hot cycling, hot yoga appointment anyway. And they said that we still, all we needed was 10 measly subscribers, girl, and we still at 9.9. I know y'all lying. I know y'all reaching. Like, I know we had a little sound issues and stuff today, but girl, give me a break. We had a long, lengthy show the last 2 days. You know, I'd be a little discombobulated. I'm going to be honest with you. I was turning down the sound and stuff because I got these headphones in my ear. And I was just trying to make the levels go, you know, be okay because I don't, the older I get, child, I love y'all. I promise to God I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have literally given me an opportunity and you know, to live my life and my dreams. However, I cannot go deaf. So I got to make sure this shit is like low enough in my ear. I'm not going to blast my eardrums out. I'm on here for hours at a time every day. So sometimes I might mess it up because I'm trying to protect my ears. Sorry, shit. I'm just trying to make sure when I leave out of here, I can still hear. That's all. But anyway, do we? They said I hit the 90K. Thank you. Where is the Azalea Music? Okay, does she have a number? Okay, well, I guess thank you for the super chat, but I will take another call. They said we hit the 97, so I'll take some more. We're going to take a couple more. 48. Oh, hold on. They said Azalea's. Okay, hold on. Let me get her. Azalea's number is 6987. 6987. Okay, let me. I'm coming to find you. 987. Now, girl, okay, we're about to do this one more time. Let me see this. I know you're lying. 6984. Okay, I was about to say. Okay, 6984. Hello? 6984.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Peace and blessing.
Yes, give me the tea. What you got?
Okay, so real quick. I think basically what has happened in this whole Megan Thee Stallion, I'm just going to tell you, keep it real. This is my tea. This is what I think happened.
Okay.
I think when they was at Kelsey's crib, Kylie, at Kylie's crib, Kelsey was looking at Megan sideways, trying to figure out why she was getting so upset because Tori was flirting with Kylie. Okay? She didn't understand, like, why are you upset? Because a lot of people don't realize that Kelsey was messing with Tori before the quarantine. She got COVID, supposedly, and that's when Tori and Megan started linking up. So I agree with a couple of the other callers that was before me. The one lady that basically said that he was smashing both of them. Yes, he was smashing both of them. I don't think Megan found out about the smashing, or Kelsey didn't find out about the smashing with Megan until she started showing jealousy while he was approaching Kylie or dealing with Kylie at the house. So since it got heated, Kylie asked him to leave. I personally think somebody called the police at Kylie's house too. That's what I personally think. Somebody put in a phone call to LAPD. That's why they rolled up on them so quick when they left Kylie's house, because it was literally a 15-minute ride between the place that they got stopped at and Kylie's house. So since it got kind of heated, now they're in the car, and Kelsey's probably telling Megan, I don't know what you're tripping for. I don't know why you tripping on him trying to talk to Kylie, knowing in the back of her mind that she was still sleeping with him. Meg knows that she was sleeping with him, and it all popped off. Megan was in the front, remember? She is a stallion, remember? Tori and Kelsey are sitting in the back seat. Megan can easily stretch. Okay, my mom is 5'2". She used to get me in the back seat all the time for popping off in the mouth. She's what? On the front seat, she's what, 6 foot tall? It's easy for her to turn around, take her seatbelt off, and start swinging. So I'm thinking, my story is that they was both fighting in the car. Tori was in the middle. Kelsey reached for the gun. The gun fell on the floor. Kelsey reached for it. And if they're in an SUV, everybody knows how the seats are in an SUV. There's a lot of room underneath those seats. You can pick up that gun. It could discharge. Where's her feet? Sitting in the footwell. That's what happened. That's why Tori knows. And then when she realized what happened, Tori had the gun in his hand. Tori didn't shoot her. Kelsey shot her. Or the gun went off when it hit the footwell and Megan was sitting there and it hit her foot.
But what? Okay.
That's why he.
Okay, so if that theory was correct, right? I'm just saying, wouldn't there be bullet holes or bullet shots in the car?
Yes, there would be. There would be a fragment. There would be some sort of fragment. But at the same time, we don't know what she had in the footwell. She could have had a purse down there. She could have had another pair of shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
All types of different stuff that, you know, people have in the car when they making moves. But she could have got out the car. The fragment could have came out of the car when she got out the car, when she jumped out the car. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that for this man to put out a whole album, and discuss this entire situation. And also, when you are on probation, like the other young lady said, when you are on probation, you're not supposed to drink. You ain't supposed to smoke. You ain't supposed to be. You got a curfew in some cases. So
right.
He was in violation of probation, first of all. So he got hit with that if he is on probation. And then second of all, if he's on probation, he's not supposed to have a firearm. So that's another charge on his probation. So he's going to do time probably for violation of probation, or they're going to put him on house arrest or whatever to revoke his probation, because probation is a privilege. It's not guaranteed. It's a privilege. And then if Megan is lying, I got to give my MBA information. If Megan is lying, okay, she's going to get hit with charges too, because it's a felony to interfere with an investigation. If you're lying and they find out you're lying, she's going to jail for interfering with an investigation. And since she does have Jay behind her, I'm with my New Yorker that called in because I knew she was from New York, where she said, Jay's a hitter. That's what it is. Everybody from New York know how Jay moves. Everybody knows that. And if you're on his team and you're lying and you're making him look like an ass, I guarantee you by 2021, Megan Thee Stallion's going to be dropped from Roc Nation.
Wow.
I'm going to call it right now. She's going to get dropped from Roc Nation. She's moved so messy since she got there. If you look at it real quick, she got dropped from Carl Crawford. Roc came in and saved her from that situation. Then the Beyonce song mysteriously leaked. Beyonce did not promote it. And then she gets shot. 1, 2, 3 in like the last 6 months.
Wait a minute. So
Watch the timeline.
What does the Beyonce record got to do with the shooting?
Because what I'm saying is if you are, if Roc Nation is your label, Beyonce is the queen to the owner of that label. Why didn't Beyonce promote that record? Why didn't Beyonce say anything about doing a feature with Megan Thee Stallion? It leaked. Supposedly, it was leaked. Okay, this happened like the first 2 months that she was even signed to Roc. It leaked. So that was the problem within itself. That was the first fuck up that she did. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. The first
mess up
she did.
All right, we got to go because I got to get out of here. Thank you, boy. I love you. And call back
again.
Love ya. Bye, girl. Bye, girl. Bye. Okay, 1164. Come on. Get on here. Get in here. Get in here. Get in here.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so everyone has their theory about what happened because obviously we only have Megan's story, but everyone's kind of leaving out the bodyguard's story too. Like, that didn't even get posted anywhere. And the bodyguard said that basically Megan and Kelsey found out that they were both messing with Tori, you know. Then Megan left the car. Tori and Kelsey start fighting for the gun, and then they ended up shooting her, and it was actually a graze. It's not a bullet wound because my husband has a bullet wound on his foot, and that's actually a graze. So we have two stories, but all I know is that Tori did violate his probation, so most likely he's going to get charged with the carrying a firearm charge, but mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to get charged for shooting Megan. I really don't. Now, for the Sada baby, this dude is an idiot. Like, he's fucking up before he even started, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a dummy. I didn't know who he was until Nick did this collab with him, but he's so dumb. Like, he could have went number one. I really do think he could have went number one because the first day, the clean version and the explicit version of the remix, it was on the top five already, you know? So it's mm-hmm. kind of just dumb. Like, he's so ignorant. But his excuse, it's not valid. You know, it's not valid at all. Come here.
Absolutely.
And then we have Blueface. Blueface okay. is a idiot. Like, I even forgot about him, to be honest. I forgot that he even existed. But we know that he's been an STD carrier. You know, we know that when he was going to these tours, he would hit up random girls in their DMs trying to have sex with them. He even hit up Selena Powell, I think, when he came to Denver, you know? So we've been known that he's been getting around. Not only that, but he was even messing with transgenders. And then when that news broke out, he started paying them off. And then everyone stayed quiet, you know?
Ooh.
So that dude, we've been known he's marked. And that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to let you go because, okay, so we got two more calls and that's it. I got to go. I've literally got to be somewhere in 30 minutes. Okay, 7931. 7931. I'm going to tell you guys this now. If you guys are not the last two callers, 7931 and 1961, you're probably not getting on. So I'm only taking those last two calls. So y'all can probably hang up. And y'all just have to come back for the next show. And then you can always super chat your way to the top. 7931, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. So the first thing I want to say, that first caller that said, I just wanted to debunk something that somebody said. She said that when you go to jail, how Tori went to jail, and they're all like, oh, I don't think it's this, I don't think it's that, because when you go to jail and you're on probation, you have to stay in there to talk to your probation officer. It's actually the total opposite. When you go to jail on probation, you need to hurry the hell up and get out of there before your probation officer finds out that you're in there. Then you're stuck with a blue warrant. So that did not make sense what she said. I'm like, no, if you're on probation, you need to hurry up and get out before your probation officer makes them say, no, you need to stay till you go to trial for whatever you've done. So that's number one. Number two, Blueface is disgusting. And just like you said, I've always thought that he had STDs. I just figured he had like multiple STDs at once.
Right.
Like, I just figured he had like one that's incurable and then like, you know, like syphilis or something, and then like gonorrhea. You know, it was just, you know, you just look at him and you assume. And it's like, you know, you just assume that. And then, and Kelsey, I don't know, that day when I was in the car, you know, moving around and you hung up on me, I was going to say, I don't understand why you even got on there to say that. The thing is, like I said last time, she really want to be relevant. And when this is over, she's not going to be relevant anymore. And I think that she's just trying to keep some type of relevancy about her. But the only person, she should be quiet because she'll be the one, if she didn't even shoot Megan, you know, if she shot her, then it'll be something different. But if Tori shot Megan, she should be quiet because she'll be the only one that comes out of this unscathed. Both of them are going to be screwed whichever way it goes. Like, you know, if Tori shot Megan, he's screwed. If he didn't shoot Megan, Megan is screwed and she's canceled. Like, and it'll never make sense why you came up with this big old fiasco if nothing actually happened. So yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. Like, that first, that caller, she was tripping. When, as a person who's been on probation, you need to hurry up and get out of jail or you will be stuck in jail. The end.
Thank you, boo. Love you for calling.
Bye. Love you too.
Bye. All right, last one. 1961, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to make it quick because I know you got to go. But, yeah, first of all, I want to say about Sada Baby, them tweets will be the death of you. I don't know why people haven't learned that. Y'all need to clean y'all stuff out when y'all blow up. Like, the barbs are going to find everything, and the barbs will end you. I think we all know that by now.
Yes, they will.
They will kill your whole career. So I don't know, I feel like whoever is running his Twitter, because he said he doesn't run his Twitter, they should have went and did a whole sweep, because he was saying some real ignorant stuff. But yeah,
yes,
I don't know if he's going to be necessarily canceled, because at the end of the day, he's a hood guy or whatever.
And people like that.
Right, exactly. People, we just, oh, he just from the hood. That's just how he was raised. A lot of hood people could relate to saying stuff like that because people are ignorant and they say things without thinking. So, besides that, Blueface, he wildin'. I like Blueface. I like his music. I'm not gonna lie, but it seemed like he got a little bit of fame and he just started wildin' and humping on anything. That's not a good look.
Yeah,
And he got a whole baby mama that he be entertaining too. So imagine what she got if he got all that. But anyway, So Meg and Tori, Lord, I feel like this story is like so draining. Like, can we skip to the end, please? I'm tired of reading through chapters and stuff and reading new stuff every day about it. I feel like Kelsey, she shouldn't have spoke. She should just stay quiet. We liked her better when she was being quiet and just sitting behind Meg and just enjoying the perks of being Meg's friend. That was cool. She should have just stuck to doing that. I feel like she's not going to be relevant after this. I feel like she never really was relevant. She was just kind of Meg's sidekick that was there. And she's not even going to be that no more. So that sucks for her. I feel like Meg is the only person that has actually came out and said anything. Everybody else is coming out speaking in code and giving riddles and stuff. Like, Meg got on live. She said what she said, straight to the point. Nobody has been straight to the point. We getting live Instagram stories. Everything is in crypto code. We getting albums. We getting, documentary.
Everything but what happened. Yes, thank you. I'm with you.
We getting everything in riddles, and I don't understand. At least Meg sat there and she said what she said, and she's not writing riddles and putting stuff in captions and typing in code and in different languages and stuff. So people can say what she want about her story, but that's the story. That's the story, the only story. Nobody else has said anything, to be honest. So, yeah, that's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, caller. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, listen, guys. I hate to have...